Hey everyone, welcome to the Money Clock. This is where it's almost like a game show. I'm giving my interviewees 15 minutes max to get some amazing value. And today my guest is Deanna Moore, who's in the house. How you doing, Deanna?
Hello, hello. I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. So, okay, the way this game is going to start, Deanna, just so you know, since you may not have read the instructions properly, but I'm sure you did, but you have 15 minutes to bring the value for our listeners, and it's all about money. What do you got for us?
All right. So from the start, everybody needs to understand money mindset is key to making sure you are getting past that mindset of just having money to actually having wealth. And the mindset begins with, do you actually understand where your money is? Having an understanding of how you feel towards money. So for myself, when it comes to all my meetings, I always ask that first question. How is your money mindset? Is it positive, negative? How you react to that is definitely how you treat your money day in and day out. So I'm the budgeting queen, but I also understand that not everybody has a budget, but everybody has to handle money. So with that mindset of knowing it's comfortable or knowing it's negative is how you're going to step towards that. So first thing first, make sure you have the mindset of positive around money. The only better way to get it money is to have the mindset you're going to continue to receive it. So having a positive mindset towards your money is key, even towards getting to the next step of building that budget. Having a budget, delegating your money, and actually knowing what your money is also ideal, because money mindset is not just where it sits. Your money is sitting in multiple locations, I hope, from investments to savings accounts to tax account. There's different locations, and if you don't know where your money is sitting and how much is there, it's so easy to let it just fly out the door. So knowing what your expenses are is where it all begins. We have them. We are adults now. We've got to this point that money is not just something that we are working hard towards every day, but it has to go towards something. Do you know what it's going towards? All of those expenses, every time you swipe your card, give somebody your money, do you know what's left afterwards? Do you actually know that your money is what it's doing and what it's doing for you? I have an investment. I am making sure my future is great. But am I good for tomorrow? Those are all those questions that you need to think about before even handing your money over. It's how I was raised, because my dad made sure that we aren't just handing our money over without knowing the change. So that mindset has shifted from my childhood to now. I'm making sure I know where my money is, and even just building that budget for knowing where my expenses are, then going on to knowing my income. That continuation of having that money come in the door. I know it's coming in the door. I have a positive mindset around that because I know it's coming. And then what do I do with it? So I have income, I have expenses, but where does it go? Do you have the right accounts to set up? Do you have a proper savings account? Do you have a savings account that's working for you or against you? Because some people have the savings account that's just the same place that they've been having their account since they were 15, 16 years old. We got to get past that. We are moving on to the next part of trusting our money to work for us. So, have you got to that part of knowing that your income is coming in and also knowing that your expenses, what's going out the door, and having money left over? Having that positive mindset, you're going to have money, is going to also allow you to know how to delegate and get to that next part of month to month. We're not worried. We know money's coming and we know it's going. But what's going is going to be for us and not against us. So that's my kind of blanket over it all. But having a budget is definitely that next step of being comfortable with your money, because you actually will know how it's going to be there, what's and what is everything set up to go. So I hope that was brief enough for you in regards to money mindset and so forth.
Man, you're keeping it safe, I tell ya. You didn't want to go near the line.
I was ready.
Awesome. You brought some great value. Financial mindset, that's definitely something key. A lot of people don't realize that their emotions, their mindset is not in key to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. Right? They're battling with their mind. They're battling with their money. They don't know where it is. They just know it's coming and it's going and it's coming and it's going, right?
And people get too comfortable with it going, not knowing what's coming.
Absolutely. And then we get into those credit cards. I know you didn't touch on that, but yeah, that's where people go, well, I got a credit card. But now it's like, what do I do with that?
Yeah. And the credit card is another thing. You want it to work for you. It's not there for you to continue also to have debt. That's not something that we want. Yes, it is almost the American ideal, but it's not what we want. It should also be knowing how much you're spending is also how much you can properly pay on the next month statement. Don't let that statement be a surprise, because it's definitely going to come to you. They have your address. They know your name. It's coming. Just be prepared for it.
I think when I was younger, I thought, hey, I'm going to school. I'll bet claim bankruptcy when I'm done. I won't need to deal with it. And then they took that away because there was a lot of doctors and nurses that were actually doing that such thing, because they were owing like hundreds of thousands. And I was like, what happened? How did I get into that world where I'm not even able to claim bankruptcy? But I'm kind of glad I learned my lesson. It took me 11 years to pay it off, but I paid it off. And then my credit just went boom,
yes,
through the roof, you know?
I'm paying off my last credit card now, and I am, April 15th is literally better than tax season for me, because I know I'll be done with my credit card debt.
Awesome. What a way to end the show. Thank you, Deanna, for being here. We appreciate everything that you brought to the table today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Guys, I am so happy that you got to watch this amazing guest on the Money Clock podcast. My name is Robert Timmons, and I want to tell you something. You're here because you want to know a little bit more about the money frequency. You want to know how to get more, how to give more, how to provide more service so you can get that flow coming into you. Well, I want to tell you something. We're hiring, and we're looking for people that are mission-driven, that love challenges, that love competition, that love to earn money and help others by doing it. We help families to get money literacy, financial literacy. And we want to teach you how to do it so you can help more families. So if you're interested in something like that, contact me. Hit the link below. Let's set up a 30-minute meeting and let's find out what's going on and how we can make it happen for you.